friend. We've entered into the Lenten season. I'm going to guess you have. Some of us come willingly and with great plans, and then others of us find ourselves a day or two here and thinking, oh, it's Lent. Or you might be listening to this at a different time of year. But there's still something of what Lent is about that is, I think, an option and with us always, and that is the call to fast and also the acknowledgement that we're hungry. Who could be for us as Christians a greater example of this than Jesus? And it's the gospel for the first Sunday of Lent. At the time Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. Sense your hunger now. Maybe you gave up something that's spectacular, like chocolate cookies or cake. A thought pattern, a behavior, a movement away from an addiction. Or maybe it wasn't giving up anything at all, but it was taking time to listen to what you really hunger for. To take time in prayer and meditation and just open your heart, not so much your mind, but your heart, your inner self, to the Lenten journey. I probably sound somewhat biased, and I think I am as I comment on both of these. As a Franciscan, there's something great about being hungry. And there's something spectacular about sharing family meals. And it's not easy to be hungry by yourself or alone. And we look at a world that seems to be that way at times. In many, we would say corners of the world. But for those people there, it's not a corner. It's a place of hunger. I wonder if we identify with them, or more importantly, feel and sense in our unity with others when we allow ourselves to truly hunger. And then to hunger as women and men, and now I'm presuming this, of the word. The tempter approached Jesus and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Off and on, we've taken time with the beautiful practice, an ancient practice called Lectio Divina, a sacred reading of scriptures, or the reading of sacred scriptures, the openness to the holy in text and sacred passages. And to let those passages, that text, pass into us, come into us. But it would really only if we are hungry, if we want to sup on it, if we're going to chew it over and mull it over. When we take time with food and we find it savory, we're apt to let it spend a little more time in our mouth. We digest it and delight in it and give thanks for it. And this is the word of God, and it might be our practice during Lent or other seasons, or this day, whenever this day happens for you, when you and I are sharing this moment in this day, that God's word would be food for us, for our hungers. Every word that comes forth from the mouth of God, the sunset, the sunrise, formed and shaped by God's breath and living presence. The person beside us or in our lives that has this cough and sputter like I do sometimes. Or a reading, or as we say, sacred scripture. The word itself, hisself, herself, the Logos, God, God's own self-understanding, God's love poured out for us. And the stories we have of this love story in scriptures becomes food for us during this time, this moment right now. First, for our whole selves, our very body and person, our soul and flesh, to really take it in because we're hungry. We're seeking nourishment. I just take a moment, and I'm doing that, and sense how hungry I am for it. and then to give thanks that I'm hungry for it. It isn't only that I'm seeking understanding, and that's a wonderful thing to do, or to have new ideas and direction, and that's valuable, but there's something deeper going on here, and it's the mystery of hunger. There's an emptiness in us, and this particular emptiness, this real one of our person, our souls and bodies, our hearts, is filled, is fleshed out, is nourished, has a banquet in God's word. And so to pick up even a simple passage or remember one now yourself, it may rise in your heart. You might not remember what psalm it's from, but it may be there, an image rather than the words itself. Or you might turn to your Bible now, or have already, or another book that might be sacred for you now. And then for you and I to sit hungry, longing for that which is before us, trusting in the one who feeds us. We as Christians to believe in the one who is our food for our journey, the one who is the bread of life in all things, all places, and all ways. So here we are being nourished and fed. Here we are finding gratitude for this very experience now. Here we are receiving totally what we need completely to fill out who we are for the life of the world, for the next thing that we might do for our families or the way we're going to be with a partner in work or my attitude towards someone I pass by on the street. All of this is fed by this. It isn't first the moralizing of it, but it is the depth sense of the wisdom of it, the food for our passage, our being here. That is more than bread. That is every word that comes forth from the mouth of God, who loves us, who feeds our life, who forms us now, who shapes us so that we might be love, might be loved and be love for others. My friend, you might take time as you wish, now and the coming days or occasionally, to first feel your hunger and open a book, scriptures possibly, turn to a psalm, and let it feed you, not first your mind, but your very being. Taste and see the goodness of God. Relish the words, for the word of God comes as nourishment for our very beings, that we might come alive in a world that needs new life, and fed well here and now, we might feed others. It means, though, that we take time at the table. We dine on the real food. We relish it, taste it, and get up and take it into the world. Blessings, my friends. My friend, be still and know that God is here. My friend, be still and know that God is. Be still and know. Be. Receive and be bread for the life of the world.
The feast of heaven and earth, come to the table of plenty. God will provide for all that we need here at the table of plenty. Oh, come and sit at my table, where saints and sinners are friends. I wait to welcome the lost and the lonely, who share the cup of my love. Come to the feast of heaven and earth, come to the table of plenty. provide for all that we need here at the table of heaven.